Proverbs, chapter 25. These also are Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah king of Judah copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height, and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there comes forth a vessel for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Don't put yourself forward in the presence of the king, and don't stand in the place of great men. For it is better that it is said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Don't hastily bring it to court, or else what will you do in its end? When your fellow man has put you to shame, debate your cause with your fellow man himself, and don't disclose the secret of another, or else he who hears it will revile you, and your infamy will not turn away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in network of silver, as an earring of gold, and an ornament of fine gold. So is a wise reprover on an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters. As clouds and wind without rain, so is he who boasts himself of his gifts falsely. By long forbearing is a ruler persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for you, or else you will be filled with it, and vomit it. Let your foot be seldom in your fellow man's house, or else he will be weary of you, and hate you. A man who bears false witness against his fellow man, is a maul, and a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in a betrayer in time of trouble, is like a crumbling tooth, and an unsteady foot. As vinegar on lye, and as smoke for the eyes, so is he who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap coals of fire on his head, and Yahweh will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain. So does a backbiting tongue and angry countenance. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. As a troubled fountain and a corrupted spring, so is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, and searching out their glory is glory. He whose spirit is without restraint is like a city that is broken down and without walls.